This morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi meeting with the president of Taiwan and key members of its government, defying threats from China.
We have three purposes. One is security for our people, global security. Two is economics, to spread as much prosperity as possible. And three is governance.
Pelosi, now the highest ranking U.S. official in 25 years to visit Taiwan, a self-governing democratic island that split from China in 1949. But China still claims Taiwan as its own, and Beijing has not ruled out using military force to reclaim the territory. Many Democrats and Republicans supporting Pelosi's trip.
So I'm about to use four words in a row that I haven't used in this way before, and those four words are, Speaker Pelosi was right.
The speaker's flight to Taiwan was guarded in secrecy, but the internet eventually caught on. Millions of people followed Pelosi's plane on FlightAware. The flight tracking app even crashed at one point from all the people trying to log on. As Taiwanese officials welcomed Pelosi, China announced military exercises will take place in the airspace and waters surrounding Taiwan. The Chinese government calling the speaker's visit a serious violation of the One China principle. Pelosi, meanwhile, defended her trip, writing, "In the face of the Chinese Communist Party's accelerating aggression, our congressional delegation's visit should be seen as an unequivocal statement that America stands with Taiwan."
We have built a thriving partnership, grounded in our shared values of self-government and self-determination.
At the White House, spokesman John Kirby urged China not to turn the visit into a crisis.
We've been very clear that nothing has changed about our One China policy. We've said we do not support Taiwan independence.
Pelosi's plane to Taiwan reportedly took a 3-hour detour to avoid any potential military conflicts.